broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, the checks and balances put in place by our founders. Brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face, that's why we call for restoration, not revolution. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829. Also by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And certainly last but not least, if you want raw honey delivered to your door, get a hold of Kurt Crosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Raw honey delivered to your door. Incredible tasting, sweet as could be. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Sam provides his pick for the top five news sites in no particular order. I use LibertyNewsDaily.com. DrudgeReport.com, TheBlaze.com, WND.com, NRT.com. That's WorldNet Daily in Russia Today, by the way. We also talked about Rubio on backing Trump. He says, my disagreements are well known, but I signed a pledge to support the nominee, and I'm going to do it. Good for Rubio for a change. I don't usually praise guys like that, but you know what? When they do something right, got to be humble enough to give him credit, huh? Cruz says he has no interest in a third-party bid. Good for him, because I don't believe Cruz is even constitutionally qualified to run to be president, much less run on a third party, huh? California Secretary of State's office says that the Trump campaign is too late to remove white nationalist delegate Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson, California, is a delegate on the Trump campaign. They tried to remove him, but it's too late, says the state of California. Now, Bill politely backing away, saying it's okay, I understand, but I believe I could really talk to people about race, about white heritage, about etc. Now, Bill Johnson, a personal friend of mine. I'm not going to back away from my friendship with Bill. He's a nice guy. I may or may not agree with him on everything. Same with you. That isn't important. The point is he has the right to say what he thinks and believes and feels. And he's not downing or hostile to anyone. He's a very kind gentleman. And you know what? We need to be able to talk to everybody. You know what? You got the Black Lives Matter people. We should talk to them too. You got the Black Panthers. Hopefully they'll talk instead of getting violent. You got all kinds of people in America, folks. Can we talk? Can we work together? Can we find areas of agreement? Can we seek common ground? Or is that a sin in modern society, huh? All right. Anyway, very interesting. You wonder if Bill Johnson will go to the Republican convention. You wonder if we could go to the Republican convention. Kurt, as far as I understand, we've been reserved the table at the Republican convention if we want to go. Problem is it's going to take us probably $5,000 or $6,000 to go. Hotel rooms are $300 a night. You'd have to get flights. You'd have to get there. It'd be awesome. We could broadcast live from the Republican convention if we could get the financial support. But we would need serious donors at LibertyNewsRadio.com to go. I'd love you to help us go, by the way. We could promote Republic Broadcasting and Liberty News Radio like no other if we got to go. Cynthia McKinney, we talked about the six-term United States Congresswoman. Also presidential candidate on the Green Party back in 2008. I don't agree with her on much, ladies and gentlemen. What about you? Make your own decision. Yesterday's broadcast covered her views and mine and where we disagree quite a bit. However, I could work with Cynthia on a lot of items. For example, auditing the Federal Reserve. Let's get it done, Cynthia. I'm with you. Less war around the world. I'm in, Cynthia. Let's work together. She wants to get a 9/11 investigation. I'm in. Let's work together, Cynthia, and get that done. See, just because I disagree with Cynthia on some things, I'll work with her on others for sure. I also tried to find a way to get her on the radio program, but her phone number is very difficult to get a hold of. I got a phone number from a certain directory, called it, but it just rang and rang and rang. No voicemail, no answer. I'm not sure if it's the right number. Hard to get a hold of these people. Cynthia McKinney, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. You know, a lot of these people, I love to get on the radio with us, but they're just so hard to get a hold of. The insiders can all get a hold of each other, but when we try to get a hold of them, good luck with that plan, huh? Amazon.com is pressured to, quote, dump Trump. Macy's has been tanking since they cut ties with the Donald. We also talked about CBO. Nearly one in six men in the United States, we're talking about young men, jobless or incarcerated. And we talked about how the answer to that is fathers in the home and appropriate free market principles that would allow jobs to be created without government in the middle of it. That would make a lot of difference. But one in six young men without a job and or are incarcerated. What a tragedy in America. Bringing back the Ten Commandments would be a great start as well. We just talked about three solutions. The private sector free enterprise system available without government regulation. We talked about fathers and mothers in the home to create intact families. And we talked about the Ten Commandments, teaching them biblical principles. Those would make a ton of differences. We also talked about cashing in illegal immigrants get more money on welfare than the American people. And the main push of this article is, wow, we got to give money to the American people, not to immigrants. And I submit to you that government shouldn't be giving money to anybody. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2 brought to you in part by worldaffairsbrief.com. When you want commentary and insights into a troubled world, a weekly newsletter in your inbox every Friday, get a hold of worldaffairsbrief.com, would you please? Hour 2 yesterday, we had our guest David Zuniga, and he's the founder and CEO of an organization called AmericaAgain.net. David's an architectural engineer, and David has been designing commercial buildings for 28 years. He's been a real estate developer, an architectural engineer, a farmer, rancher, that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, he saw the 9/11 meltdown and went, there's something wrong here. He investigated. He found out that, you know what, the official story on 9/11 is bogus. And that led him into trying to find out, hey, what's going on in America? Then he spent a lot of time figuring out what could fix America. What do the founding fathers do right? Plenty. How do we duplicate that? Well, he wrote a whole book on the subject to culminate his research. It's called Fear the People. You know, it's kind of the idea that when the government fears the people, we have liberty. When the people fear the government, we have tyranny, right? So the book is called Fear the People. It is available at AmericaAgain.net. It's free, believe it or not. Download it, read it, check it out. But the idea is America Again. Regaining your constitutional power. America Again is a new way of life designed to stop Washington, D.C. from running our lives. We recruit, train, support, and organize you and your community and work together restoring the Constitution and the Constitutional Republic of our founding fathers. We are moving into action now, says David Zuniga, with a three-pronged action plan. Check it out. There's a 12-minute video on the website AmericaAgain.net to learn about it. I'm still researching this. It's interesting stuff, to say the least. Right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available on your Roku player. It's available at republicbroadcasting.org and libertyroundtable.com. That's the recap. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kurt, I want to talk about Hillary Clinton.
All right.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff to talk about with regards to Hillary and the Donald and the like. Number one, USA Today issued a release. It's hard for me to tell if it's a news story or if it's a Hillary Clinton press release. Yeah. It's hard to really understand what it is, but here's what the headline says. FBI probe on Clinton has no external deadline, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, now, it'll probably get done about the time that eternity finishes up.
Well, that's the point. Now, on one hand, if you're Hillary, you're thinking, or if you're Bill, you're like, hey, that's good news. I'm thinking that's all right. What we can do is we can go ahead and make my wife president. Once she's president, she can go ahead and dismiss herself. You know, she can just pardon herself right at the end of her term, and then there won't be any issues anymore. That'll be just all right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what does this all mean? We ought to rewrite the headline. We'll do it in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. So, what do you think, Kurt? FBI probe on Clinton has no external deadline, says USA Today. They go on and try to pitch this, Kurt, as there's no special privileges for anybody. This applies to everybody, Kurt. I mean, Hillary's just being dealt with like the average Joe right now. And she's not above the law, and that's why we're not going to have a timeline. Not even the Republican or the Democratic convention that's looming. But this is where they lie and manipulate. They lead you to believe that, Kurt, but here's the problem with this. Indefinitely putting this off lets Americans have a short memory and lets it just get dismissed. No accountability, in other words, protecting Hillary under the guise of nobody has special privileges. The reality is, constitutionally speaking, there needs to be a speedy trial, Kurt. You want to speak
to
that?
That's exactly right. You know, so many times a speedy trial. I mean, you know, the definition of speedy is pretty interesting to me. You know, we've seen this certainly change in our lifetimes, if not, you know, sooner. And what you've got here is some, you know, the Clintons, I was going to say donor class, but the wealthy class, you know, you've got special privileges for them. You know, I mean, it's, I was just talking to some individuals yesterday about how, well, when the school system lets out the school buses, they don't really have to stop at the stop signs. They can just basically barrel through them and head through and get to their appointed rounds while the rest of the citizenry waits. They're, of course, supposed to follow the stop signs. You don't see any buses pulled over by the highway patrol or the sheriff's department because, of course, they're above, that.
Of course they're above the law, sir.
Yeah.
Why would it be any other way? These are government buses. And see, everybody else has to have a seatbelt clicking or ticket when you get on those buses, Kurt, for your government. They don't even have seatbelts, buddy.
That's right, Sam. I mean, but it's a safe zone.
Yeah, government buses are always safe, you know. All right, anyway, I find it fascinating that there's an FBI probe on Hillary Clinton that has no timeline or no external deadline, is the way USA Today puts it. And I have a problem with that. I think Hillary deserves a speedy trial. See, the speedy trial is not just to protect the citizen, Kurt, but it's to have accountability within the system as well. It's like, hey, if there's a problem, let's get it solved. Let's get it done. If there's accountability, let's make it happen. Well, in this case, they're using the idea that Hillary's just your average Joe. And therefore, there's no special treatment for Hillary. But the reality is they're using this lie to protect her. Now, at the same time, you know, there's always coincidence, right, Kurt?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you want to call this coincidence or not, but let me ask you this. Do you know who Morley Safer is, Kurt?
I've heard of him. He's a news guy.
Yeah.
With one of the big shot news people.
He's a 60 Minutes guy, Kurt.
All right, yeah. Wonder how long it takes for a 60 Minutes program, but anyway.
Well, Kurt, it depends on if you take out the commercials or not.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Morley Safer, the longest serving correspondent on 60 Minutes, will formally retire this week after a career in broadcast news that lasted more than 50 years, according to CBS, Kurt.
Wow.
Dude's been around for 50 plus years. Now, he's been on all but two.
Isn't he supposed to retire when he's like 60? You know what I mean?
Heck no, not if you're government or government partner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, 60 Minutes government partner. Now, here's what Bill would say. You know, Bill Clinton about Morley. He'd say, hey, you leave Morley Safer alone. He made sure that I became president. See, Bill Clinton's campaign and everything else was on the ropes because of all the scandals related to the Clinton family, Kurt, until 60 Minutes saved his bacon. You know, they had Bill look in the camera with his kind, gentle idea.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember
that. Look, there was no harm done here. I was the governor of Arkansas. Took care of everybody nicely, you know. And they saved his whole career. They put on his wife. No one knew the skeletons about Hillary at the time. And Hillary was like, you know, my husband's just a gentleman. And, you know, and they saved Bill. Now, it's fascinating that Hillary Clinton, there's going to be no accountability. There's no external timeline. And then this guy retires at the same time. It's almost mocking us. Folks, I find that fascinating indeed. Right? Now, in addition to all these things happening at the same time, it's very strange, Kurt. Very strange indeed. But while Morley Safer's retiring, that's kind of fascinating, Kurt. The guy's last name is Safer. Everything is Safer when he's reporting.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But also, Donald Trump is backing Hillary Clinton, Kurt.
What?
You heard me. Donald Trump is backing Hillary Clinton.
Backing her into a corner?
Oh, Kurt, he loves Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you don't believe me, do you?
Well, I think, at least in my opinion.
Well, you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you just listen, then we'll talk about it, okay?
Sure.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I mean, I'm a little biased because I've known her for years. I live in New York. She lives in New York. And I've known her and her husband for years, and I really like them both a lot. And I think she really works hard. And I think she, again, she's given an agenda that's not all of her. But I think she really works hard, and I think she does a good job. And I like her.
Do you think that she says she's out at the end of this term? You think we're going to see her again running for office?
I think so. I think, you know, assuming she's healthy, which I hope she will be, I think she probably runs after the next 4 years, I would imagine.
You support her?
I don't want to get into this because I'll get myself into trouble. But
that's
just
why
like
I asked
her.
You to see if we get in trouble.
I just like her. I like her, and I like her husband. Her husband made a speech on Monday at Mar-a-Lago, and it was very well received. And he's a really good guy, and she's a really good person and woman.
There you have it. The only thing you got to do, Kurt, to get that soundbite is rewind up to 2012.
So that's when that was made, it was 2012.
Roger that, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Now...
Roger Stone that, you mean?
What?
Roger Stone that?
I'm not sure what that means.
Isn't it? That was that Donald guy, Trump. But what's that buddy of Trump's?
Roger Stone is a friend of Donald's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
if you say Roger Stone that, you know, because he's the... friend of the Clintons and friend of Trump, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that's what Trump said about Hillary literally four years ago, last election cycle, Kurt.
Well, yeah. You know, as far as I know, I mean, you got to be, we talked about this earlier, remember? There's the crowd of the outsiders and there's the insiders, the guys who, you know, if you want special treatment like the Clintons get, you better, you know, treat him special.
Yeah, you got to love on Hillary, Kurt.
Yeah, well.
You know, kind of awkward as all get out. But see, the question is, what does Trump really feel? Does he really feel like Clinton's not fit to govern? That Clinton is a serious enabler for her husband's misdeeds? Or does he really think, you know what, she's great, he's great, they're fine, I've known him for years, we're both New Yorkers, we hang out, we're buddies. Where does Trump truly stand? What does he really believe? And I'm going to say it in two words. Well, three words. You can't know. You can't know what he really thinks. You can't know what his real stance is at all. And I bring that up because I find it fascinating that just 4 years ago. Now, if it was one of our own, Kurt, they would have that everywhere. Rush Limbaugh played it. I'm playing it. There's a few people talking about it. Rush Limbaugh said he wanted to gauge the reaction from the Trump supporters when they heard that soundbite. I'm just kind of saying it's fascinating, isn't it? When we get back, we'll talk more in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. And please do me a favor. Support us, will you? RepublicBroadcasting.org, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We need your support.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The Department of Veterans Affairs may not be able to provide timely and professional health care for wounded or disabled veterans, but transgender and gay rights pressure groups are demanding that the VA provide subsidized hormone and surgical services for vets wanting to transition to a different gender. The Transgender Law Center and Lambda Legal Fund have filed a petition demanding that the VA cover surgeries, given that the agency already provides what are called transition-related health care for transgender people, such as hormone replacement therapy and mental health services, adapting an argument being used by the Justice Department in its campaign against North Carolina's so-called bathroom law. The transgender agitators insist
that refusing tax-subsidized sex reassignment surgery for veterans is a form of sex discrimination forbidden by the Obama administration's novel interpretation of the Civil Rights Act. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has demanded the resignation of Dr. Kent Scribner, superintendent of the Fort Worth Independent School District, after the district announced a policy allowing self-identified transgender students to use bathrooms corresponding to their subjective gender identity rather than their biological sex. I'm asking him and those three members of his executive team, I'm calling for their resignation, Patrick told Dallas CBS affiliate WFAA-TV. We want a 15-year-old boy full of vim and vigor walking into the girls' bathroom, Patrick elaborated. The superintendent is so irresponsible to do this that he needs to step down. Dr. Ann Sutherland, a member of the district board, reported receiving an avalanche of complaints from parents who were not allowed to comment on the issue before the policy was imposed. There have been dozens of anti and very angry responses from parents, commented Sutherland. This came out of the blue. It wasn't announced on an agenda or anything. Superintendent Scribner has refused requests for comment. In April, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the government of Iran must surrender approximately $2 billion in central bank assets that have been frozen by the U.S. government. The money would be used to compensate victims and survivors of terrorist attacks for which Iran has been blamed, including the 1983 bombing of a U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut and the 1996 bombing of the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has announced that his government, quote, will soon take the case of the $2 billion to the International Court of Justice in The Hague, the principal arm of the United Nations. We will not allow the United States to swallow this money so easily, Rouhani told a cheering audience in the southeastern Iranian city of Kerman. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Well, Kurt, we got good news, different from Trump endorsing Hillary in 2012, different from Morley Safer retiring from 60 Minutes. By the way, Morley Safer said he hated being on TV. He was always uncomfortable, always uneasy when it was on TV. But don't worry, the money was great. Man, I wish the money was great for us, Kurt, but, you know. All right, we all start
well,
with the FBI
if it were, we might basically be easier to control, if you will, you know. And that's the thing. He who owns the media makes the rules. And
yeah,
we talked about the velvet hammer
well,
before.
Kurt doesn't take direction very well. He's not too easy to control.
It's easier, at least if you don't have it, I guess you could say, anything to lose. You know, I mean, those people with a lot of, quote, skin in the game, and you know, like Morley Safer, if he has millions coming in to say the things that his handlers want him to say, then he's probably going to speak their words.
All I can tell you is the Wyoming man's loving it, Kurt.
Well, yeah, there's a little bit of EPA, safety there for him. This guy, this is Fort Bridge, Wyoming. You know, you're not going to see a story like this much on the New York Times or whatever. But the guy's name is Andy Johnson.
Yeah. If the FBI or the EPA or some three-letter government, whatever, had slaughtered the man, then it would be everywhere.
Well, yeah, because they'd be saving the world.
All those who say we can't make any progress defending liberty in America today, I submit to you another example where you're incorrect.
Yeah. Fort Bridger, Wyoming. Guy's name is Andy Johnson. Andy, they say he's had some good days fishing his little pond in front of his home. And recently he had another great day. Even better than good, a great day. And it wasn't because he was fishing, but he had some courtroom success. He said it's been a long battle, and we ended up getting everything we wanted, and then some. Yeah. I guess it was the first time in 5 years that he can relax while he fishes. Why is that, you say? Well, the EPA is going to leave him alone. Now, I kind of question that personally, but anyway, that's what the story says. He said, I guess they assumed we were just going to roll over and give them what they want, and we didn't. Whoa. The EPA wanted him to take down the stock pond. Now, for those of you that might not know what a stock pond is, it's, you know, a place that you hold up some water so your cows could drink, you know what I mean, a stock. And there was a dam to hold it up, and that's, he built this on his Fort Bridger, Wyoming property. Well, he thought it was his, you know what I mean. But the government claimed it violated the Clean Water Act. Yeah, he said if a crystal clear little tiny stock pond in the middle of Wyoming that has 4 and 5 pound trout in it, that's pristine. If that's a violation, then what isn't? Yeah, they make no sense, he says. Yeah, he even got some permits from the state of Wyoming before he started his project. But the EPA still threatened him with fines, little fines of somewhere between $37,500 and $75,000 a day.
And, those would be expensive trout, my friend, if you were to fish only, and try to pay that bill.
That's right. And this was only going to be until he took down the dam and stuff like that. He says, I had
kind
people
of like
tell
dam
me,
the dam would be the idea.
Yeah, good point. He says, I had people tell me there's no way. They have too much money. They'll never stop. But I think they need to be held accountable for threatening and bullying and overreaching. It's not about clean water and the environment. It's about money and about justification of their job. So he decided.
Kurt, I
got
to understand something. If they're claiming that it violates the Clean Water Act or whatever, how are they making the? How is this guy making the water dirty?
Well, yeah, but Sam, that's all. You know, it all depends on the bureaucrat. Right?
Like, is having fish in the water making it dirty? Is catching fish in the water making it dirty? Is having it on his land making it dirty? Is making a dam making the water dirty? I mean, even beavers make dams, Kurt.
You don't ask these questions, Sam. If you're told by the EPA, it's like being told by the king.
Do the beavers have more rights to build a dam? They build clean dams, and humans build dirty dams. I mean, what's the darn deal on this thing, Kurt?
Well, the whole story is he decided to fight back, and he built this pond.
Yeah, Andy, come on.
Yeah, he built it so his wife and kids and he could do some fishing, so his animals had a place to drink, so he could hang out and relax, he said. But the Pacific Legal Foundation heard about his story and decided to help him free of charge. Now, this, I submit, is the only reason
that he's free.
You know, the outcome is there.
That's right. And that's my whole point. When we roll over, Kurt, and we're done, or if we have to come up with all the big money ourselves, nobody can handle it, and the government just buries you. When you get the right legal representation and or the right money together, hey, we have a lot of wins.
Yes, that's right. Basically the environmental attorney there with the Pacific Legal Foundation, the guy's name is Jonathan Wood, he said, we decided to help Andy because this is a case of national importance. It could happen to anyone. Andy didn't violate the Clean Water Act. The federal government, the bureaucrats, were intent on ignoring limitations on their own power. Whoa, no kidding. By the way, the EPA settled, they say. The case was closed. Johnson agreed to some stipulations, but he gets to keep his pond and dam. Sounds kind of like, we'll let you do this. It says all of the fines were dropped. No admission of wrongdoing, Johnson said. I think our potential fines, climbed up to above $16 million, by the way, for this little pond. Imagine how much the EPA spent on that of your tax dollars just to do this. But the part of the settlement, he agreed to plant some willow trees on the edge of his pond, as well as install a small fence on about a third of it. And by the way, he said he offered that in the first place. He said, I remember telling them, do you need me to plant some trees? Do you need me to change a fence? What do you want me to do? They wouldn't answer me, he says. Now that that's all in the past and he can focus on fighting the big fish, they say, we know that life is going to be okay. Now, I'm going to put a little footnote to this story, Mr. Johnson, after he's finished there, that you don't really know that it's going to be okay because the EPA still exists and federal bureaucrats should not be outside of Washington, D.C., but they are, and they're basically infesting the land. And if they want to, they can come back and tell you to put some more trees and more fence and do something else, you know, with your property.
Well, that's because, the whole point, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have a feeling, Kurt, by the way, which we watch this stuff very closely. I have a feeling that this guy won for now. Right? The government never gives up. If you don't believe me, look at the Wayne Hague family. They've won against the government over and over and over. The government even said, I'm sorry, the judge told the government to even bring their checkbook and start writing out checks to the Wayne Hague family. But what happens is the government just continues to ignore the rulings and continues to abuse the family. So I'm glad this guy won. I think standing up certainly creates wins. I think us in the media telling about the tale is a good news piece, and we got to work on it together. But we also got to eternally, vigilantly watch these people at the EPA. The only time we'll really be safe is once we shut the EPA completely down, Kurt.
Well, that's what I say as well. You know, you got to make sure they have no funding.
Yes,
they don't exist anymore because they're an unconstitutional agency. Once again, the reason for their being unconstitutional is because they violate the separation of powers. They make laws, they enforce laws, and then they judge them, you know, whether you're guilty or not. All in one little, you know, or monstrous thing, I should say. And that's the reason they're unconstitutional.
Yeah. All right, interesting story to say the least, and I would submit to you that it is a win. Now, a lot of people would say, Sam, it's not a win. What did he get? Did he get a big old stipend of cash? Did he stop the government for good? No, but it's better than the government taking his pond. It's better than being shut down entirely. Now, I can't disagree. To some degree, it would be considered a partial win. I get that. I also get, though, that we got to do something, and there are wins. What we need to do is push harder now. We need millions of dollars to shut down the EPA. Millions of dollars to tell the tale everywhere. Take back the media. And to stand up for what counts. All right, Bill Johnson in the news. He appeared on CNN over this Trump delegate for the white nationalist, Kurt. We'll talk about it.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org.
proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
White nationalist Bill Johnson speaks to CNN Jake Tapper. It's kind of fascinating. I never hear them say black nationalist speaks to so-and-so when they talk to, like, Jesse Jackson or Louis Farrakhan or one of these kind of goofballs. But nevertheless, kind of interesting here. Let's see if we can hear this.
A spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, Hope Hicks, told the Washington Post that a database error led to Johnson's inclusion as a potential delegate after he had already been rejected by the campaign. Joining me now is William Johnson. Mr. Johnson, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So I'm not here to debate your ideology, with which, for the record, I could not disagree more strongly. I am interested, however, in what happened in the last day. My understanding is that once some reporters noticed that you were a delegate and asked the Trump campaign about you, the Trump campaign tried to get you removed as a delegate, but it was too late. Is that correct?
Well, I think that I was approved as a delegate. I submitted my application, and I was approved. And then immediately when the list came out, they saw that they had a clerical error. And so then they sent me an email saying that you are removed list. So I wrote back an email telling them, I understand, I resign. And then later in the day, I got contacted by a media person who says, well, you're still on the list. And so then I sent them a second email saying that I resign, I will not attend the convention, I will not be a delegate.
So the Trump campaign found it objectionable that you were on the list before reporters did, is that correct?
No, I think what happens is that I slipped through the cracks and they approved me. And then once the list came out, the media had intense interest in my listing. And so that caused them to review the situation. And that's how it transpired.
So you believe the campaign when they say that a database error led to you being chosen as a delegate?
Yes, I believe that I submitted the application, and they did not intentionally have me on as a delegate. And so then when they found out about it, they corrected it, and I concurred.
Do you think that Ms. Lagomarsino, Trump's California delegate coordinator, knew your views and your history when she first reached out to you and congratulated you on being a delegate?
I believe that she did not know my views at all.
You told Mother Jones, which broke the story, the following, quote, for many, many years, when I would say these things, other white people would call me names. Oh, you're a hate monger. You're a Nazi. You're like Hitler. Now they come in and say, oh, you're like Donald Trump. What do you mean by that?
Well, right now in today's society, they're passing around the word racist more and more, and everybody is being called a racist nowadays. And so that term and all of these invectives are having less meaning. What I mean by that is that we are now able to more openly discuss issues regarding race because everybody is being called such invectives nowadays that it doesn't mean much anymore.
Do you believe that the white race or the European white race is the superior race? Is that your view?
I believe that Western civilization is declining and dying out in every country around the world that has traditionally been white. Europe is being replaced by immigrants from Africa. America is the same thing's happening here. And so I believe that we need to be aware of this precipitous decline in the white race. And I think it's good for people to be proud of your heritage, whatever heritage that might be, but particularly for white people, because the whites now are so afraid to be proud of their heritage because they're called bad names if they are.
What is it about Mr. Trump that you like?
Mr. Trump is the real deal. He does not govern. He will not govern by public opinion poll. He says what's on his mind. This is kind of like what Ron Paul did. This is what Bernie Sanders is doing. And that's a refreshing change from the politicians that we've had for many decades. That is probably the best thing about him and what endears him to most people in general.
Do you think that he shares your views in terms of the decline of the United States because of other races coming to the United States?
Well, now, I've not said that America has declined for that reason.
You suggested
I'm saying
it.
That we are being dispossessed, but I have not attributed it to the other races, and you're saying things that I have not said, but I do believe that when you replace one people with another, that is not a good thing, whether it takes place in Mongolia or in Sweden. I think that Donald Trump has to be a president for all peoples. That's what all the presidents must do. It is up to me as an advocate for the white group to push our agenda more than any other agenda. That's my responsibility. His responsibility is to lead the entire country.
Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, I want to take on Jake Tapper a little bit, because Jake Tapper tried to manipulate what Bill Johnson said, and Bill Johnson was smart enough, Kurt, not to let him get away with it. That's number one. Jake Tapper, you're trying to turn this into a race-baiting scenario. You start out the interview by saying, hey, you got these crazy white extremist views, and I couldn't disagree more. Have you said that to every black person that promotes the black agenda? I don't think so, Jake. You're absolute manipulative double standard is exposed to the whole world, my friend. Then to say, oh, you're suggesting because other races come to America that do you think you're superior? You've kind of blamed the decline of the whites on other races. No, Bill didn't say anything like that at all. What he said was, is every group needs to advocate for their own heritage. And why wouldn't they? And the president's responsibility is to govern and lead for all. Now, we can debate the govern and lead words if we want to, but I'm just saying, as far as I could tell, Bill Johnson preached equality for all. But he said, I have an obligation as a white man to advocate for the white race, just as the black man or anybody else has the obligation to advocate for their race and their heritage and their traditions and their culture and their way of life. Can't we just acknowledge that everybody should advocate for their own goals, cause? I should advocate for my white race. Why? Because I'm white. If I was black, I should advocate for my black race, if that was the case. I should advocate for my ideologies, too, my beliefs. I'm a God-fearing Christian. I should advocate for those Christian values. That doesn't mean that I'm against or have hatred towards somebody who may be an atheist or an agnostic. I disagree with them politely. I can have respect for them. I can defend their right to have their views. We can have a appreciation and a polite. We agree to disagree on that issue, but we can also work together on many things as well. But see, Jake Tapper's a race baiter. Jake Tapper wants to just go against Bill Johnson and say he's a white nationalist whose views I couldn't disagree with more. And then he says, by the way, what are your views, Bill Johnson? I would have said, Jake Tapper, you have just exposed yourself as a complete, absolute, biased idiot. You tell me you couldn't disagree with my views more, but now you're asking me my views? How does that work, my friend? What you ought to do is ask me about my views, and then we can talk about if you agree or disagree after you understand my views. But you've already set yourself up as a foolish idiot. I couldn't disagree with your views more, Kurt. By the way, can you tell me what they are? Think about the nonsensical viewpoint that sets forth. Jake Tapper, you've shown your complete ignorance, my friend. Right now, it's okay if Jake Tapper and Bill Johnson disagree on views. I'm not attacking him for that. What I'm attacking him for is his abuse of Bill Johnson. Bill was very polite, very articulate. He wasn't in anybody's face. He politely said, look, I tried to be a delegate because I want to support Trump. Trump didn't want me to be a delegate, so I politely resigned. And no, I don't think there's a conspiracy here. I think that the Trump campaign did not know. And my views are that every group should be able to advocate for their own beliefs and causes, including the whites. And I believe there should be equality for all. The president should govern for everybody. And yes, there's a decline in the white race and white heritage and the European viewpoint because Americans are too afraid as white people to defend their heritage. That's a sad tragedy. And then Tapper tries to say, you believe other races caused that, right? No, I didn't say that, says Bill. See, Bill could not have been, in my opinion, more presentable. And Jake Tapper was a complete jerk. Oh, he was a polite, syrupy news jerk, but he was a jerk. I couldn't disagree with your views more. By the way, what are they? Yeah, you're blaming it on the other races, aren't you? You're a racist, aren't you? You're a Nazi, aren't you? Think about how Jake Tapper conducted himself. It was syrupy polite, but it was belligerent in the manipulation. Bill was too good to fall for it. I'm grateful for that. Now, I may not even agree with Bill on everything. That isn't the point. Now, I got a final question for you. Sam Bushman and James Edwards and Kirk Crosby cannot interview Donald Trump Jr. because otherwise Donald Trump Jr. would be consorting with racists. But now Jake Tapper just hung out with Bill Johnson. I think Jake Tapper might very well. Jake Tapper does interview. Well, let me ask it differently. Bill Johnson does interview with Jake Tapper, black supremacist. What on earth should the headlines be? And who can talk to who about what, Kurt? Isn't this fascinating? Sadly, Bill Johnson says he won't be at the convention. I think you got to go to the convention. And I think you got to advocate for the idea that I can have my beliefs. That doesn't mean I'm downing anybody else. I believe in equality for all, special privileges for none. And I have an obligation and a right and an opportunity in America to stand for my white traditions and heritage, my European ancestry. And I want to preserve that. And you should defend my right to do that, Jake Tapper. Just as everybody else has that equal God-given right. Am I right? Just wondering. All right. You have a right to disagree too, by the way, if you so choose. There you have it. Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. This nation shall endure.